Shalom, brethren. Calvary greetings to you all. We will continue with our text, A Worthy Vocation. However, let us consider the benefits of fighting in God's army and further see why the devil is wroth with us and our position as soldiers. I pray that the Lord help us today. And before we proceed, may we just acknowledge the Lord in prayers. Let us pray. Almighty God, we commit this moment unto you and seek your guidance. As we open the pages of this sacred book and reflect on them, may we see none other save Jesus. We further ask that these words might resonate with your mighty power to inspire faith in those that hear those words. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We want to thank God for his strength in my life and coming back to speak to us today is by his grace. And as we proceed, we want to continue to look at the text, which is a worthy vocation. Now, if we look at, reflect on what we have been hearing, then we should never forget that the bond we were once in bondage, and we should never forget how that he saved us, he rescued us from this slavery. If we can remember the grip of the enemy, who was our former taskmaster, the grip he had on us, from which we were delivered and received freedom, and now we are enjoying as citizens of the kingdom of light. Now, if we can remember these things, reflect on it, then we would have to reaffirm our loyalty to the captain of our salvation, who fought valiantly for our liberation and rescued our citizenship into his kingdom. We should never forget. We must reaffirm our allegiance to him. Now, our text is from Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, and we'll be reading verse 2 and 3 is our key verse, but we want to start from verse 1 for context purpose. It says here, "And you had he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of spirits." The translation said air, but I'll call it spirits. "And there's the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others." So we can see here that we in time past, we walked according to the course of this world, and we were children of this world. Yes. And what is by virtue of our birth, we had no choice. We were children of the world. David said that in sin did my mother conceive me, and I was formed in iniquity. I was shaped in iniquity. So we, and Abraham told us that we came into this world and we exhibited the nature of the world. And Paul is telling us here that the nature that we in time past we exhibited is controlled by the spirit that was in us. And that spirit is also governed by the prince of the power of that spirit, so which is the devil. So he's the one that actually works in the children in us, in the children of disobedience, which is the children which we were before now. So it was that particular spirit, the prince, that was governing us, that was working in us. And what did he make us, turn us to become? Our conversation, the way we, our nature in time past was lust, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of our mind. And by nature, we were children of wrath against God. Amen. So, but it pleased God to deliver us and translate us into the kingdom of light. So we can see how that the Bible said that in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13, that we have been translated from the kingdom of darkness, or from the power of darkness, to the kingdom of his dear son. And having translated us, we became the children and citizens of heaven. So you could see that in the process of our rescue, it was imperative, it was important for him to first bind the devil. Yes, Jesus Christ coming to fight valiantly to rescue us, he had to first bind the devil. See what Matthew chapter 12 says concerning that, verse 28 and 29. He said, "But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house?" So when Jesus, when he came to fight, he met a strong man, the devil, the prince of this world, and then he bound him first before he could rescue us. So he led captivity captive before he could rescue us, and made us, translated us into his kingdom, and we became his property. He claimed the victory over the forces of darkness so that he can redeem us and bring us into the splendor of his kingdom. That's why we can say that we are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Why? Because he had rescued us. Amen. He had rescued us. So we are no longer, our conversation is now in heaven. The word conversation in Philippians chapter 3 verse 20 said our citizenship. Another translation calls it citizenship, is in heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. So it took Christ to first defeat the enemy before he could rescue us. Amen. Now, getting to our points today, note that formerly we're bound as slaves in the dominion of darkness. We are void of recognition, we're void of reward, where we had no value. We had no tools to even carry out our works. As slaves, who recognizes slaves? Our lives never had any value. If we died in our sin, there was no reward for us. So we're just working without purpose. And that's why the Bible told us that we were Gentiles without God, having no hope. So anyone that is in that kingdom had no hope. So we are even citizens of the kingdom of darkness, and yet we're slaves. We never enjoyed, there was no enjoyment there. But in contrast, when we came, when Christ redeemed us and brought us into his kingdom as esteemed citizens of heaven, the transitioning from slaves to soldiers, we have entered into realms of dignities. So now we have dignity. We have entered in, we now have honor. We are equipped with honor and purpose. We have not to be forgotten. For the Bible said that God is faithful not to forget the labor of love. So our labor will cannot go without reward. Unlike when we were in the camp of the enemy. Now we are received badges of honor to fight alongside Christ Jesus. Amen. So we can see the dignity we have. We can see the privilege we have. That is why the enemy will not stop fighting. That's why the enemy will not stop to come after us. He feels that Christ came to take his property. So he's coming after us to fight, to get us back into slavery. But Christ had to equip us with all the necessary armor so we can fight back. We can challenge him. We can stay put. Now, what is our task as warriors? You know, we as soldiers, as warriors, we bear the responsibility to uphold and defend the laws of the kingdom. Every kingdom have got laws. Every kingdom have got institution. And that's why we are soldiers, to defend this, to uphold the laws, to uphold the principles, to ensure that they are not broken. That's the work of soldiers. Also, to defend territories. So we are to defend our territory, the territory of our kingdom, the word of God. Aside that, Christ notes that the aim of this kingdom is that one day we are the kingdom of God is going to overthrow totally the kingdom of this world. And we can see that in Revelation quickly. If we can go to the book of Revelation. Revelation chapter 11 verse 15. And it says, "And the seventh angel sounded, and there were great voices in heaven, saying, The kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever." So you can see that one day the kingdom of this world will be defeated. And we saw Daniel in the book of Daniels as well, when chapter 2 verse 35, when the great stone came and smote the image of the beast and grew and became a mighty stone and filled the whole earth. We know that's the kingdom of God. So definitely the devil knows that and is going to resist such. He's going to fight as much as he can. So he's ensuring to fight. But we are going forth as soldiers to take over the territories for God. That's one of our attacks. But you know, we are fighting in this world. No, we are in this world, and yet we are not of this world, and yet we are to fight. So that puts us also in a very difficult situation as humans. However, God has equipped us with all the equipment we need, all the armor we need. Not using them, defeat is inevitable. So we must use this armor that God has given to us, that Christ has given to us. Lastly, you must understand that the reason why two kingdoms or nations will fight, especially when they are neighboring nations, is when there is a conflict of interest. And truly, in this case, there's a conflict of interest. The aim of the prince of this world, the Bible in John chapter 10, verse 10, it said that the thief comes only but to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But however, Christ comes to give life, and that we might have it more abundantly.